Forced air heating and cooling typically isn't very efficient. Some rooms are comfortable, while others are too hot or too cold. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Kathleen Davis tells us about a system that tracks a person's habits to optimize temperature.
Hypersense co-founder Brendan Quay shows me a little white device that kind of looks like an old Nokia cell phone. It's a sensor that detects temperature, humidity, and indoor air quality.
It kind of sits on the wall and is kind of out of sight, out of mind.
This little box also detects motion, which helps it learn about a building's inhabitants. Hypersense advances the ideas of zoned heating and cooling and smart thermostats. For every room with a sensor, dampers automatically open and close to control the temperature. Customers provide a baseline of preferences, like wanting the bedroom to be cool at night. Over time, the system learns when people tend to enter certain rooms and adjusts the temperature accordingly.
The more data we collect, the better decisions we can make about this space. So if I'm not in my bedroom until 10 p.m. at night, then we start heating or cooling my bedroom at like 9:30.
The company says some homes using the system have seen energy savings of up to 40%. If they're right, that could be a big deal. Experts say nearly a third of the nation's energy usage goes to heating and cooling homes. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Kathleen Davis.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.